that's past checkout time, so I'm afraid we're going to have to charge you an extra day's stay.
J. Willard Marriott, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's for Stand By for News.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. It doesn't appear there will be any talks between the U.S. and Iran anytime soon.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei saying there will be no negotiations with the United States unless the U.S. returns to the Iran nuclear deal. There had been talk of a possible meeting between the president and his Iranian counterpart at the U.N. in New York. But Khamenei saying, as things stand, there will be no talks at any level, in any place.
Fox's Simon Owen. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu facing a battle in today's elections. Exit polls showing the leader short of securing a parliamentary majority, putting his political future in question. Modest gains on Wall Street today as investors await tomorrow's Fed meeting and a possible cut in its key interest rate. The Dow 34 points higher, the S&P gaining 8, with the NASDAQ up 33 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Hello, this is Mohammed Abdul Fahim Al-Jabbar, the Minister of Tourism for Iran. Unlike you filthy savage Americans, we Iranians will not ban you from coming to our beautiful country. Come to Iran and enjoy our many attractions, such as Two Tattered Flags Amusement Park, where you could play games of challenge like Toss the Wax Head into the Basket, and our audience interactive game show, Bomb No Bomb. Plus, if you pay extra, we will simulate a kidnapping and hold you for ransom for years. Just imagine all the falafel you could eat in a dungeon with rats and smelly terrorists, groundskeepers who will cater to your every whim. Don't just take it from me. Ask my ninth wife, Fatima Abdul Fahim Al-Jabbar.
Come to Iran, a paradise you'll never leave, ever.
Yeah, who doesn't want to go there, right?
Exactly.
It's Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The great experiment, the great sidekick search is underway. Yesterday we took calls from a bunch of folks, and Debbie and Tom are here. Now, you talked to Tom about his YouTube page. What about you, Debbie? I feel like I've known you a long time.
I have been talking to you forever, it seems like.
When did you first become engaged with talk radio?
Oh, my. You know, I don't know how many years ago it was, but I know that I was there listening to every one of you probably at least the last 6 years or more, at least. And I just, the more I listened, the more your program and the ones before you made sense to me. And I could trust you to bring me news that was honest news, not the stuff I was watching on TV, which I had already figured out was nothing but a bunch of lies and twisted truths and things of that nature. So to me, this is the go-to place for my news, and that's what I like.
One thing you'll find here, something I came across today that was sent to me from my friend Karen, who's listening on the app in North Carolina, about England having trouble putting a ban on the consumption of dogs and cats. We're going to discuss that in a minute.
Yeah.
And Tom, the name of your blog?
3% Report.
It's the YouTube channel, excuse me.
Yes, sir.
And do we search for that with the word 3 or the number?
3, the percent sign, report.
Okay, you might want to take a look at that, and we'll talk more about what he likes to discuss. And today, we're going to do a little Norm Fest, because Norm MacDonald had the guts to stand up and call out Saturday Night Live for firing a guy before he even did his first. I can't imagine what that's like. You are told, guess what? You're going to be part of the new cast on SNL. No, you're not, because of something you said previously. You know, there's no, can't you at least take a minute and see what's in the heart of this guy? They're so hell-bent for leather on restricting speech and letting the market decide these things. It comes out, if people don't watch SNL because they don't like what this guy did, then maybe you consider doing it. But they could have turned this into something positive, because you know what they say, good publicity is good publicity, bad publicity is good publicity, no publicity is bad publicity. We'll be right back.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's and Swiss Jewelry, and wow, I just checked it. Gold just hit $1,500 an ounce. It was hanging around $1,200, $1,300 not too long ago, and boom, it's way up there. Marguerite's, whether you know or not, you can bring in gold, and you can trade your gold or make you something new, or you can walk away with a check for it. So bring in your diamonds, your gold that you no longer are wearing. Let's see what we can do with it. We'll do something fantastic with it at Marguerite's. Marguerite's is located in the Peppertree Shopping Center. We're open 7 days a week. Come see us out at Peppertree. Thank you.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
408.
Hi, I'm Ellis Heskew with Alabama News Network. Prattville police say arson is suspected in an early Monday morning house fire. This happened on the 200 block of Gardenia Court around 3 a.m. Investigators say the home video shows an older white Chevy Suburban pulling into Gardenia Court shortly before the fire. The Suburban then heads north on Woodvale Road. Prattville Fire says no one was injured, but the home is heavily damaged. If you have any information on this case, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Students of age at J.D. High School were given the opportunity this morning to become a registered voter. Robert White, an African Humanities instructor at ASU, talked to students about the importance of being a registered voter and exercising that right to bring about change in their community. Today is National Constitution Day, and Goodwin Middle School held its annual Constitution Day program this morning that honored all retired veterans and active duty service men and women. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Unfortunately, still no new news on when we're going to get some meaningful rainfall chances in our area. And on top of that, the intense heat continues. Tonight, clear skies, overnight low temperature 73. Tomorrow, upper 90s to near 100. By the way, the record for tomorrow is 100. We're going to be definitely in the neighborhood. Hot and dry. And then Thursday and Friday, a little better on the temperature. I think we'll go to 90 to 92 for a high. A little breeze out of the northeast, making it feel a little bit better. Lows at night, mid-60s by Thursday night into Friday night. But still dry Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Should we roll call?
Yes, absolutely.
You guys ready for the in up close and personal experience? Who's been waiting here all this time?
Cooter.
Cooter.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hey, is Tom still in there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, the 3% report, right?
That's right, yes.
I just subscribed just now to your YouTube.
Oh, great, thanks. I sure do appreciate it.
Have you thought that two more days is your birthday?
No. I won't turn 50 till January.
I mean your website.
What's that?
YouTube channel, September 19th, 2018.
Yes, that's right. That's when I started it.
So your first birthday coming up, two more days.
No, my birthday's not until January.
He's talking about of the YouTube.
Oh, the YouTube. Oh, okay.
YouTube
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right. That's right. YouTube birthday. Okay.
That's all right. Yeah, I just been looking here the last few minutes, looking at your website, and you got some stuff that I can really dig my teeth into.
Great. I surely appreciate that.
And again, it's called?
3% Report.
3% Report. You're a prepper, right?
3% Report.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
All right, Cooter, thanks for the call.
Greg, I appreciate you having DB on Blackbird. He's got a lot of good stuff. He's just got a hand on his shoulders, you know?
He does. I just kind of lucked into his... He doesn't get to Drudge, which is unfortunate, but Drudge has jumped the shark with his political leanings, and it's really sad to see that happen. But one of the aggregator websites led me to his blog, and I've been a daily reader for a couple of years now.
I'm not saying that you're not as famous as he is, but somebody of his stature to take the time to come on the air here and let us hear what he has to say, I think is really great.
I really do appreciate it too. Yeah,
and I thank you for setting it up.
He's one of the guys, by the way, and thanks for the call, Cooter, who had enough with YouTube because his blog had the kind of reach that got the attention of the trolls. And I am convinced, I don't know where all those billions of dollars went when Obama was president.
Whoa, shovel ready jobs. Whoa,
yeah. I think one of the shovel-ready jobs was shoveling stuff into, just trolling any conservative blog, any conservative host or website, and just raising hell. I think there are, I'm going to just roughly speculate, tens of thousands of people who do that for a living. They are paid well to just stir crap up on popular conservative websites. I know that may sound just a tad conspiratorial, but that's what I think. Today, we are saluting Norm Macdonald because he had the guts to stand up to SNL for what they did by giving a guy a job and making him a cast member on Saturday Night Live and then taking it away. Talking about Shane Gillis. I've had that happen once in radio. When I was working my way back into the business, the best station in Miami, the program director said, I want you for weekends, which would have been great because I knew if I can get my foot back in the door, I'll go places from there. And then after he told the station manager, it's too much of a risk. So he had to tell me that I have to rescind the offer. But you see, at the time, that was a test for me because I was in the process of cementing my sobriety. And I said, just that you were willing to consider me is enough. And I didn't get drunk, didn't get all pissy and crazy. And sure enough, about 6 months later, when I was waiting tables in the fountain, hello, Sonny, heat my soup. that's when somebody from that station had come in, seen me, went back, said, he's got it. He's made the changes. And then I ended up working for them anyway.
Awesome.
Outsourced.
So there. There you go.
But the important thing was, it's almost like I knew God was testing me that
mm-hmm.
day.
Mm-hmm. That's yep.
Right. And you can either accept or you can handle it the way I always did. And for a change, I kind of listened to that small, still voice, said, focus on the positive here. made it through. So we're going to be playing some Norm this afternoon, starting with this one.
But I can't believe it's been a quarter century since I made my television debut. It was all different back then. You know, it was back then, I remember if you wanted to take a picture, you would use a camera. Not a telephone. As a matter of fact, if you used a telephone, people would look at you odd. Just stay still like that. What about in the old days when they took pictures of you way back, you know, where they pulled that thing and exploded and stuff? I got a picture of my great-grandfather. The thing took 6 hours to take your picture, and it was a picture of my great-grandfather won. They only had, every guy had one picture back then. I gotta get back, feed them hogs. Who's gonna feed the hogs? Somebody gotta feed them hogs. Now, in the future, of course, it'll be different. 50 years from now, people will be going like, hey, you wanna see 100,000 pictures of my great-grandfather?
4:17, let's check in on the ride home.
Montgomery Skywatch, traffic rolling through the afternoon, and we see a great time to be traveling. We don't have any big problems for you. We're accident-free. The interstates are at a speed limit ride. The boulevard's busy, but moving along fine, and there are no delays on the 31s. Be careful, watch the traffic around you, and get where you're headed safely. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It is 4:18. Let's say good afternoon to William B.
Good afternoon. How is everybody?
Good. This Mishpuka looks pretty healthy to me. Debbie and Tom and Rosie on the phones today.
Yes, I just spoke to Rosie.
Yes.
Hey, I was just wondering, I've been kind of hitting this on the radio this afternoon. I'm up here trying to get unloaded. These people are, well, I don't want to get started on that. But anyway, I'm stuck. How about, since you're doing Norm, how about the moth, man? I need to hear about the moth.
You're going to love this. I already have it out.
That's a good one.
The moth, you know, the moth will be playing at the end of the bottom of the hour break.
Good. The other one I thought about would have been kind of tragic at the time, but
yeah, the crocodile hunter. I love playing. That's a sign of a great comedian. When how many times have we heard both of those? Yet they still make you laugh,
and it is still funny. You know, I was just thinking about that just before I called. I'm like, man, I've heard that 1,000 times, and it's still funny.
It is,
but that's Norm. You know, he's great.
Appreciate the call, William Bate.
All right, man. See you.
All righty. And this is Smokin' Otis.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
You know, just a bit ago, Greg, you mentioned about all these people going on websites and stuff and just stirring up crap against conservatives and all that.
I am convinced that there are tens of thousands of people who are paid to do that. It's not because they love the ideology or they have the spare time. This is how they make a living. There's no other explanation for it.
I agree. You know, I just read a report the other day about it started actually back in Clinton era in 1996. They had a concerted effort to train, I'm talking about train, thousands of these people to come on talk radio.
That's right. They actually had a name for that initiative. That's what they were doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's still happening today. I've heard a few of them on your shows and, you know, here, there, and the other. They're still out there.
Yes.
I mean, it's just a concerted effort. And like you said, they're paid. They're trained by these Democrats. That's what their talking points will be. And all that. You know, I just want to kind of throw that out there. People might not know that they are and have been at least since 1996. I mean, they tied it to the Clinton.
I haven't had to do it often, but every once in a while, I'd say rarely is the right word, get a call from somebody, and you know they're reading. Yeah, they're looking at a sheet of paper, so they make the, and that's it. If I get that feeling, you're gone. I don't have to have you on the air.
Absolutely. Anyway, guys, I just wanted to kind of throw that out there, Greg, and wish you guys a good afternoon.
Otis, appreciate the call. Thanks.
Yeah, bro.
All right, 272-9228 is the number. You guys do want to see a roll call.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to make that happen in just a moment here.
Yay.
Has anybody in this room been to Kaiser Fine Furniture?
Yes, it's been a while, but yes.
It was a real revelation. We needed a recliner because Roz stole mine.
Uh-oh.
So there were two things I could have done at that point. I could have called Delkin Tomlinson, which I really didn't want to do. Shouldn't even joke about that.
No.
See, this is where Rosie's a major influence. I mean, at least she's influencing me enough to catch me in the middle of my crimes, so I repent immediately.
Good.
Or find another recliner at a great price. I'm not a rich man. I like to save money just like everybody else. So Larry Stevens had told me about Kaiser Fine Furniture. I had driven past the building many times and wasn't even really sure what it was. It is not an ostentatious place with giant two-story glass windows and stuff. It's a huge building that is packed with every furniture choice on the planet. And price, they have discounts and deals throughout the store. No matter whether you're looking for one piece for a specific corner of your home or you need an entire suite of furniture, they've got it all, and they've got it priced right at Kaiser Fine Furniture, 4044 Wetumpka Highway, just before the Aushucks Oyster Bar. And by the way, by shopping there, you'll immediately save 1.5% on sales tax. One of many great reasons to try Kaiser Fine Home Furniture.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I wanted to talk about the crocodile hunter.
Did you?
Because I think...
Yeah, you're going to make them sad.
Because I think, you know, it was tragic at the time. But I think... I don't know. People come and then they're shocked. Oh, hey, you wouldn't believe it. Who got killed? The crocodile hunter. Please don't make me laugh at this. He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile hunter. And you know, I had to be pissed about it were the crocodiles, because he got killed by some fruity fish. And, so the crocodiles were like, hey, man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank? You don't even want to know, man.
Please don't give me
Bill, man, you had a chance when the guy go, man, I had a chance. I had that mother... He was... time he was sick, I could eat him and his head. I don't feel good about this. You remember I ever tell you that story, Bill? Yeah, only 1,000 times.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Actually, there's four of us here, me and Rosie, Debbie and Tom, and they wanted to see a live roll call. I hope I don't suck.
Nothing from nothing leaves.
I suck at this job.
You gotta have something.
Bite me.
If you wanna be the thing.
I just wanna smash your face in.
Nothing from nothing leaves.
Cuddy say can't hang.
You gotta have
this
something.
This is so stupid.
If you wanna be with me.
You obtuse piece of blossom.
Show us balls.
As Leon's getting larger.
Shave those maracas.
I'm not trying to be your...
You are a meathead.
Cause that's easy.
Roy.
It's too cold for me.
That is great radio.
I'm not trying to be your...
You're gorgeous.
Cause that my... Is that your tongue?
It's too low to see.
I know you're probably half gooned on Percocet.
Shut up, dummy.
Is it wrong that I was totally aroused by that?
Yeah! Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
What is wrong with you?
And I'm not stopping.
He's a tool.
Believe you.
I'm beginning to sober up and you're scaring me.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war of poverty. Yeah.
You dumb bell.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
My stories suck.
We are now entering hell. Please keep your hands and elbows inside the car.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Oh, my God.
That is the single dumbest story I've ever heard.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Again, I like it.
Go back to ISIS.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I'm dying over here.
You gotta have if you wanna be with me.
You're nasty.
Nothing from nothing leaves.
Hey, where are the white women at?
You gotta have something.
Oh, that's hot.
If you wanna be with me.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
I
gotta have you guys back. You brought out the best of me. Well, you don't have headphones for Debbie. What is it with this radio station? They cost $12 for a set of headphones. We need four of them up here.
That's all right, but I tell you one thing. I loved watching your fingers fly across that keyboard like you're playing an instrument.
This is one of the things that has attracted women to me.
Oh, well, I could see that. But Rob has firmly got
that came out of left field.
I didn't mean to.
No. I'm just saying that Roz no doubt loved that right from the get-go.
Too bad she was working. If she heard it, she'd probably be having a cigarette now.
Oh, my.
She doesn't smoke. See, I got a strong 9.8 from Chuck Courtney.
There you go.
Who also wants us to know it's 103 degrees at his house. We'll say this, though. Chuck. It hasn't been like this morning, and even yesterday afternoon, there was a bit of a breeze. It's not quite as humid, so the temperature's up there. But there were a lot. The days in August were a lot worse.
Yeah, the humidity is what gets you.
It's not the heat. It's the humidity and stupidity that gets you every time. It is 4:30. Our quest for the next great sidekick and talk radio continues. And you guys have been very comfortable. Debbie, not to underestimate you, but I'm very impressed. You seem good.
Well, thank you.
She's conversational.
Well, I'm very relaxed here. I was surprised. I thought I was going to be nervous as a cat on a hot tin roof, but...
I've got all the nerves for everybody.
Oh, God, love you.
I don't know why, Tom. You've been fine.
Oh, I know. It's...
Hey, we have a really cool contest going on here at Blue Water Broadcasting called The Name Game. Now, we're giving away some great prizes. You got to register first, though, because if you hear your name called, that's how you qualify to win these great prizes. Got cruise, big screen TV, dining experiences, fine dining experiences, and casual from all over the river region. So we're going to be giving away some great stuff. Go to newstalk931.com. Get your name in, because I'm pretty sure we're going to start doing those next week. That's newstalk931.com. It is 4:31. Back to the traffic dungeon of Mr. Balaki.
We've reached the middle of the 4 o'clock portion of our afternoon traffic rush, and Montgomery Skywatch Traffic is happy to report that we are still accident-free. It's crowded out there, so please be careful and don't be accident number one. Watch the traffic around you. If you're on the interstates, we're up at a speed limit ride. There aren't any big problems on the 31s, and the boulevard's moving along slowly but surely. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration will be September 23rd to October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It is 4:32. We are saluting Norm MacDonald this afternoon. Now, William B. He wanted to hear the moth, right?
Right.
Debbie, Tom, do you have Norm MacDonald favorites? If you're not a Norm MacDonald fan, that's okay.
I like the Scrabble. I don't know
the
why.
Old Harold Delaney.
Yeah, I love Harold.
I think we'll since you'll be here, we'll do Old Harold Delaney in the last hour of the show.
Okay.
Because that of all the Norm clips, that's the longest one. We'll wedge him in, if we have to call out the wedgeman. Gah. If we're there. How about you, Tom?
I haven't watched SNL and Norm MacDonald in a long time. I really haven't.
All right. We're going to go. Debbie, you're getting yours.
Thank you.
You're getting yours. How about you, Rosie? What's your favorite Norm clip?
I like The Moth.
The Moth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one. And if I'm not mistaken, what was the name of the kid that used to work here?
Joey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Moth was, I believe, his favorite Norm bit, too. Here's East of the Rockies at 4:33.
Hey, good afternoon. I've got to go ahead and award you a 9.975.
on that. Wow. Good one.
Well, East, hey, I mean, really.
Hey, really, look, this new contest, I want to go ahead and sign up for it, and I want to win the 94 Ford Mustang, if I get the right key. Is that okay?
You're not going to, why are you dredging that up, East?
What? Listen, your callers listen to you, man. I mean, all day long, from top to bottom, you're with us.
He's
you're
referencing.
You're in the vehicle with us.
He's referencing a horror story as radio station contests go. You may have heard the story. Should I tell that one?
Yeah.
All right. It'll have to wait till after the moth.
Okay.
But we'll do it.
All right.
I'll make you happy.
Thanks.
Let him do it. It is 4:34. It was actually a little more than 50 years ago. A man named Dick McAdam was looking at the land around the newly built bypass, where traffic could go around the bustling city of Montgomery. And he knew that one day that was going to be the primary corridor through the heart of the river region. And he was right, which is why he had the foresight to build a huge warehouse on the boulevard, now across from Lowe's, called Georgia Floors Direct. Bring in popular styles of flooring. I like to emphasize this. This is not where unwanted flooring goes to die or hopes to find a home. Georgia Floors Direct has the latest in styles. In fact, I recommend a visit to their Facebook page because they update it frequently. And hey, look at this. There's Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of Floriers, guys that are eager to help you navigate the literally overwhelming number of choices you'll have. Is Dave the Rugman in that picture? I urge you to take a look at Georgia Floors Direct on Facebook. But know this, you'll get what you want at a real wholesale price, and it will be installed by people with lots of experience in flooring, and you will be 100% satisfied when all is said and done. Georgia Floors Direct on the boulevard across from Lowe's.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Buying almost anything is super simple, except for a new car. Thankfully, Hyundai has modernized the car shopping experience. Hey guys, it's Bobby Bones. I gotta tell you about the Hyundai Shopper Assurance Program. It takes the headache out of car shopping and makes it quicker, easier, and dare I say, enjoyable. Yeah, after all, you shouldn't have to go through a nightmare to drive home your dream car, like the 8-passenger Hyundai Palisade. Check it out today. Hyundai Shopper Assurance Program available at participating dealerships. Visit HyundaiUSA.com/Shopper Assurance for more details.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is 21 days of amazing finds. It's 21 days to discover your next go-tos and can't live without. 21 days of daily beauty steals of 50% off the must-haves, like the Tartlet and Bloom eyeshadow palette and Urban Decay 24/7 eye pencils. Plus, explore our latest exclusive products and hundreds of new launches, aka 21 days of I want that one and that one. Event ends September 21st. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Students of age at J.D. High School were given the opportunity this morning to become a registered voter. Robert White, an African Humanities instructor at ASU, talked to students about the importance of being a registered voter and exercising that right to bring about change in their community. Today is National Constitution Day, and Goodwin Middle School held its annual Constitution Day program this morning that honored all retired veterans and active duty service men and women. Prattville police say arson is suspected in an early Monday morning house fire. This happened on the 200 block of Gardenia Court around 3 a.m. Investigators say the home video shows an older white Chevy Suburban pulling into Gardenia Court shortly before the fire. The Suburban then heads north on Woodvale Road. Prattville Fire says no one was injured, but the home is heavily damaged. If you have any information on this case, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Unfortunately, still no new news on when we're going to get some meaningful rainfall chances in our area. And on top of that, the intense heat continues. Tonight, clear skies, overnight low temperature 73. Tomorrow, upper 90s to near 100. By the way, the record for tomorrow is 100. We're going to be definitely in the neighborhood. Hot and dry. And then Thursday and Friday, a little better on the temperature. I think we'll go to 90 to 92 for a high. Little breeze out of the northeast, making it feel a little bit better. Lows at night, mid-60s by Thursday night into Friday night, but still dry Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's happy hour, just in time for our salute to Norm MacDonald and the story of the month. If you've never heard this, it's great.
I'm sitting with Norm MacDonald, and now, not all your material comes from the news. Is that right?
You know, some of my material comes. My strongest material comes from real life.
Real life.
Like for instance, today I was driving in a car. Mm-hmm. You were kind enough to bring a car to bring this old chunk of coal here to the studio.
We send cars for our guests. Yes.
Yeah. So I got in it, and I get material that way. So my driver.
What do you mean? How do you get material that way? You get in the car, and what happens?
My driver tells me a joke.
The driver we sent to pick you up told you a joke.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell it now on the show.
Yeah, that's how I get a lot of my material.
Okay. Why don't we just have him on next time?
That guy. Oh, wait till you hear me do it. So the guy, he goes, I'll be the guy.
Okay.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office. Right.
You are correct. A moth goes into a podiatrist's office, mm-hmm. And the podiatrist's office says, "What's the problem?" And the moth says, "What's the problem? Where do I begin, man?" He goes, "I go to work for Gregory Linovich. And all day long I work." Honestly, Doc, I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. I don't even know if Gregory Alinovich knows. He only knows that he has power over me, and that seems to bring him happiness. But I don't know. I wake up in a malaise and I walk here and there. And the podiatrist says, oh, yeah? And the moth goes, yes. And he goes, at night I sometimes wake up and I turn to some old lady in my bed that's on my arm. A lady that I once loved, Doc. I don't know where to turn to. My youngest, Alexandria. She fell in the cold of last year. Mm-hmm. The cold took her down, as it did many of us. And my other boy. And this is the hardest pill to swallow, Doc. My other boy, Gregorio Ivanilidovich. I no longer love him. As much as it pains me to say, when I look in his eyes, all I see is the same cowardice that I catch when I take a glimpse of my own face in the mirror. If only the cowardice was stronger, then perhaps I could bring myself to reach over to that cocked and loaded gun that lays on the bedside behind me. And in this hellish facade once
How long a drive was this? Do you live in the valley? Where do you live? Please, sorry.
He says, Doc, sometimes I feel like a spider, even though I'm a moth, just barely hanging on to my web with an everlasting fire underneath me. I'm not feeling good. And so the doctor says, Moth, man, you're troubled. But you should be seeing a psychiatrist. Why on earth did you come here? And then the moth said, because the light was on.
And we like to play Norm anyway, but we are saluting Norm because he had the guts to speak out today and criticize Saturday Night Live for hiring and then firing within 4 days a new cast member because of past humor offenses. It's crazy. And for the generations that are coming along, just about everything they've ever done has left an imprint somewhere. And this is what the busybodies, the PWNBTs, the people with nothing better to do, are going to devote their time to vetting them, for lack of a better word, trying to destroy their lives with... nobody's allowed a mistake. Nobody's allowed a mistake. They would... Well, actually, I had such great community support, I don't think this would count. Was I going to tell one of my lame-ass stories?
Yeah, the one about the contest with the Mustang.
Oh, the Mustang contest. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll have to hold off on a minute for that. But I was talking to Debbie. By the way, our guest sidekick program is underway. Tomorrow, Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson will be here. And Thursday, Terry Adams. Monday is an alumni day. We got a guy who goes back to the Markwell days.
Wow.
With WACV. And we'll tell you about him in just a bit. But while we were talking during the break, Debbie, you use CBD products.
Oh, yes. I had a tremendous problem with my memory. I had Lyme disease. I actually Ooh. Had it three times in one summer.
I know something else got, you get that from a tick, right?
Yes, I got one. I had that one taken care of, turned around right after it healed up, got another one, Man. Had to go get some more antibiotics, and the third one came before the second one even healed up. Well, it took a tremendous toll on my memory. And I mean, to the point that I'm driving down the interstate and can't remember where I'm going.
Wow.
Very, very scary. I went to a neurologist thinking I was losing my memory, which I definitely was. He said that it wasn't because of dementia or, you know, Alzheimer's or anything. So I started taking CBD. And I will promise you, after a month, my recall was so much better. The relief was tremendous.
Were you doing like soft gels or gummies or?
No, it was the liquid.
Liquid.
Mm-hmm. Full spectrum.
That's what I have at home. Also right. The CBD topical cream. And I got them from your CBD store. These products work. There's a reason why they were made legal. And everything at your CBD store is made from industrialized, government-approved hemp. So it's not diluted. There's no high in these products, but they're very effective interacting with the cannabinoids in your own body. If you'd like to learn more, there's a place where you can buy your CBD store's products. Easy to find, 8852 Mini Brown Road, just take Chantilly Parkway. Turn at the Bojangles and go about a block south, turn left, and you're in the shopping plaza that has the Adams Drugs Renfro location. And your CBD store is directly across. Their number is 593-0818. Laurie and Marissa know these product lines inside out. So if you're interested in getting help, just tell them what you're looking to accomplish so they can guide you to just the right products at your CBD store.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chests and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery and my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices. Mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Rest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear, the Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook, and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No hoes, layaways, or returns.
From the Fox Business Network on Wall Street, the major averages closing in the green with energy companies falling along with the price of oil after surging yesterday. Investors are also looking ahead for moves from the Federal Reserve as they kick off their two-day policy meeting. The central bank is widely expected to cut interest rates a quarter percentage point, with the Dow rising 34 points, the NASDAQ up 32, S&P 500 up 8. And shares of FedEx tanking in the extended session after the delivery service missed quarterly profit expectations and lowered its outlook for 2020. Due to increasing trade tensions and weaker global economic conditions. And it looks like it'll be a very jolly holiday season for retailers, according to a survey from Deloitte. The consultancy firm sees U.S. retail sales surging between 4.5% to 5% during November to January, with retailers raking in $1.1 trillion. Deloitte says the projected holiday season growth is in part due to the current health of the labor market. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
449 Menthol Meredith on vaping.
Well, it's still hotter than a swine in a tanning bed outside, but apparently it's a crisp, cool autumn day in aisle 4 at the Walmart. I was just in there getting pantyhose and mayonnaise when I spotted this big old display with all these fall leaves and crap on it. And would you believe they are already selling Halloween costumes and pumpkin spice M&Ms? Oops. It ain't even Labor Day yet.
You know what? This is embarrassing. I should have just let it play. But as long as I'm making a fool out of myself, I may as well live the whole thing. That was not, obviously, about vaping. I should have taken a second look at the label before I pasted it in. Here's Menthol Meredith. And that was funny, too, that whole thing about pantyhose and mayonnaise.
I can't imagine her wearing pantyhose.
No. No.
That image is disturbing.
Sweatpants, but not pantyhose.
Right.
Here's Menthol Meredith on vaping. Good Lord.
Well, apparently it's breaking news that vaping ain't good for you. Hello! The first time I ever saw someone vaping, it was my preacher, Brother Lou Don. And I told him right then and there, I said, Lou Don, If the good Lord wanted us to suck cherry-flavored fluid out of plastic pens, he would not have invented cigarettes. Now, I know cigarettes ain't exactly full of antioxidants, but I've been smoking a carton a day since Reagan was in office, and aside from my leathery complexion, inability to walk more than about 25 feet, and the hour-long phlegm fest that I hack up each morning, I am in perfectly good health. Thank you very much. Now, they're talking about banning these vapes altogether, and I couldn't be more for it. Us cigarette smokers have been unfairly banned from smoking just about everywhere. Heck, the only place I can light up freely these days is at the casino and in the mall, because they let me smoke at the Orange Julius. Anyway, if you vape, stop. And if you smoke, I'll see you at the Orange Julius.
3, 2, 1... Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Glide Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
It's a group nomination for the British Parliament because they have been so cornered and chickened out through political correctness and the growing Islamic population in England. They refuse to pass a law that would prohibit the consumption of dogs and cats, which are, I guess, everyday table fare. They do not want to deprive people of having their German Shepherd sandwich or whatever. This is, you know, and the reason this is important, in my opinion, and I'd like you guys to respond on this. Debbie and Tom are with us. Rosie. I can see something like this happening here if we don't get a grip.
Exactly.
On what's going on.
And probably is. Mm-hmm. We're just not aware of it. Mm-hmm.
It's bad enough we already know from Michael Vick and others that dogs have been used mm-hmm. for
bait.
Blood sport, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's sad. That is so sad.
It's terrible.
It's sickening.
It really is.
But, you know, in this country, the average American's relationship, we would never even consider that. Mm. I'd rather starve to death than eat my dog if it came down to that.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah.
Tom won't have to worry about that, though, because Tom is ready for anything.
That's absolutely correct. That's right.
Tom's YouTube channel, Cooter checked it out and called in, is 3%.
That's report.
3% report.
That's right.
And when we have a little more time next hour, I want to talk about some of the things that you're ready for and what you recommend everybody have on hand in case there's an emergency like a storm or a power outage and so forth.
Okay.
Things that they can easily stock up and have on hand. Of course, I'm the guy that told everybody, get ready for Hurricane Francis. And then when it came, I had no batteries, no flashlights, no nothing. You know,
no milk or bread.
Uh-oh.
You know how I prepped for that storm? I had Xanax. And when the power went out, I took a Xanax. And when I woke up, the storm was gone. And I only had to wait about 90 minutes for restoration. That's not the way to do it. I'm not recommending that. And don't abuse Xanax. That's not good for you. 4:54 is the time. But this crap... A proposed ban on eating dogs and cats was blocked by officials in the United Kingdom's Ministry of Justice. And guess why? One member of parliament named Giles Watling. How's that for a British name?
Yes.
Giles.
Watling.
Watling told a source inside the ministry it would be culturally insensitive for the government to dictate to other nations what they should eat. But it's not other nations. It's your nation.
Mm-hmm.
Your nation. And you're gutless.
Death to America!
You know? Just unbelievable. Take a stand. Somebody take some Grosset.
If it was here, PETA would be all over that.
Oh, yes. Wouldn't that be the truth?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, if we could just find somebody to advocate for unborn kids with the same passion.
You got that right.
It's 4:55. Our rocket scientist brought to you by the people that can protect you from some of the rocket scientists and people that just are bad folks with ill intentions. And you can never afford to think, well, it's not going to happen to me, even though you know it does happen. Applied Security has been around. They're in their fourth decade, Mark and Vicky. It's a local business, and they can easily assume your existing monitoring if you're not satisfied with what you currently have. But if you want to equip your home or business with state-of-the-art security devices and have it done by some great local folks, Applied Security is the name to remember. They can also help, you know, do not only the monitoring for attempted break-ins and so forth, but fire, and supply you with strategically located cameras. With their experience, they can offer you coverage of your entire property, whether it's a single-family home, a business, or perhaps an industrial property. Applied Security, 279-8338. We know you like to do business with the people that support free speech and talk radio here, and these folks do. That's Mark and Vicky at Applied Security, 279-8338. Alabama Electronic Security Board, permit number 276. Traffic and Fox News next.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, looking around the river region at your pre-rush hour traffic, and things are busy already. Be careful if you're on I-85. We're already starting to see a slowdown around the interchange. If you're headed north on I-65, there aren't any problems. The boulevard is really crowded. Be careful around the intersections. If you're on the Atlanta Highway, it's already starting to build up with traffic leaving the downtown area, and it's real crowded between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road. Taylor Road's jammed up all the way from the Atlanta Highway out to Vaughan Road. Be careful this afternoon as you head for the house. Get ready for fall, then grab something to eat at Midtown Plaza. Eat at CC's Pizza, American Deli, Hunan Garden Chinese Buffet, and more. Midtown Plaza and straight off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.